Now, today is World Cancer Day, and obviously cancer is pretty well, you know, noticed and realised around the world. But what is today all about to raise awareness for cancer?
Yeah, so World Cancer Day really helps us put a spotlight on cancer. And for Australia, unlike many countries in the world, cancer is pretty much a good news story, with 65% of people diagnosed with cancer surviving long term. And as we've shown in our recent analysis, there's around 1.1 million Australians living after a diagnosis of cancer. So that's one in 20 adults, essentially, which is a big number and means that we need to be much more proactive and positive about what we do when we think we might have a cancer diagnosis.
So this sort of numbers seem to be fairly positive. Is that because people are more aware and getting checked more often? Is that, or we're just looking after ourselves a bit better?
Well, there are many advances in treatment, particularly for the common cancers like breast and colorectal cancer, prostate cancer. So all of those have the greatest number of survivors, but there are poor outcomes for some of the other cancers that have perhaps had less public awareness, but also much less research investment. So things like pancreatic cancer and brain cancer, where the outcomes are still much poorer. We know that about a third of cancers are also preventable, so we wouldn't want to lose sight of the fact that people can, on World Cancer Day, think about what they can do personally to cut their risk of cancer. Critically, though, what we want is for people who suspect that they might have a symptom associated with cancer to see their doctor early, because early detection is the key to long-term survival.
Well, that's right. That's what we all hear. And obviously, as we get older, the risk of cancer becomes greater, I guess. Is there an age when people should really start thinking about getting regular checkups?
So around the age of 50 is considered to be the time when people really should pay attention. So that's when most of the national screening programs in breast and bowel cancer kick in. Mm. But anything unusual before that age should still alert people to needing to seek attention. So, you know, Australia has the highest melanoma incidence in the world. Mm. And those cancers are on our skin. We can see them, or our loved ones can see them. And getting those things checked out can help avoid a lot of deaths every year by early diagnosis, let alone the prevention that can occur with being sun smart.
Well, that's right. And I guess that can affect anyone at any age. And so it's always important to get those spots checked out regularly.
That's right. And we often pay attention, though, to the young people with melanoma. But melanoma rates will be increasing over the next couple of decades as the baby boomers age. Mm-hmm. So people in my generation are going to have a higher risk, and the numbers are going to continue to increase. So it's still important to be vigilant as you get older.
Okay. Now, World Cancer Day, is there anything in particular that's being addressed today on this day? Is there a way that people can give support as well and help, you know, give more awareness to cancer?
So the theme for World Cancer Day is We Can, I Can. So we are interested in what we can do as a community to raise awareness about cancer prevention and early diagnosis, and also around the support services we can provide. So 13, 11, 20 Cancer Council's gateway to support services, we'd encourage everybody to use those. But importantly, cancer survivors out there, if you're wanting to do something to help in an I Can Help kind of way, then we are also recruiting Cancer Connect volunteers for one of the services, where we link people who've survived cancer with people who are newly diagnosed, because that peer support is often something that patients really value.
Right. So how can people get involved in that?
So they can ring 13 11 20 and talk to one of the nurses on the phone there around the kind of processes that would be engaged with that.
That sounds like a really good service. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about supportive services as well. I mean, what sort of services are available for people who need to support themselves or who have been diagnosed?
So 13 11 20 in itself is an information service, mm-hmm. and so that's available to people who might be interested in more information or who want to discuss their own cancer experiences. Limited sort of counselling services available through that service. In addition, it provides access to things like WIG services, financial assistance services. We have, for people who might be financially struggling after a diagnosis of cancer, we have a pro bono financial and legal service that operates through 13, 11, 20 as well. Okay. So a range of different things that are really helpful at that stressful time.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. To sort of find out about what you guys are up to and how we can sort of provide more information and support to people who are diagnosed with cancer or are helping others with cancer as well. So it's a big day to sort of know, and I'm sure we'll be busy today. But thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.